Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:1-3. Paul, the author of this epistle, is a prisoner due only to the truth that he is a servant of Christ. He is not guilty of committing a crime or any act of civil disobedience. Paul was a prisoner because he preached Christ crucified. The church is not a friend of the world, and therefore problems between the world and the church will arise. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. John 15:18-20. The world is the domain of Satan, where, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Preaching Christ crucified means that the church must oppose all forms of evil and sin. This will bring us into conflict with the world. The church must ever be in readiness to revenge all disobedience. 2 Corinthians 10:6. The church is an army that marches against the forces of evil. This will bring a disturbance to our lives, just as was true in the life of Christ and Paul, as we see him imprisoned. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. We, as the followers of Christ, must not make a pact with the world. Therefore, there will always be tension between the followers of Christ and the disciples of Satan. Oh yes, those who give allegiance to the world rather than Christ are the disciples of Satan. One must choose the course of his life. We either serve Christ or we serve the devil. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. Are we willing to be a prisoner of the Lord by standing for what is right? Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.